before we continue where we were yesterday, I just want to make a point. I sent this out to you last night in the Mordechai. So if you remember, Tosfot has the very surprising position, right? We've talked about this several times. Is Bittul a fulfillment of Tashbitu or not, right? So remind me, Rashi says, is Bittul a fulfillment of Tashbitu, Mordechai? Yes. Why does Rashi think Bittul is a fulfillment of Tashbitu? Is it because he thinks Tashbitu is stronger? Is it weaker? Or because he thinks Bittul is stronger?
He lowers
Tashbitu, right? He thinks Tashbitu doesn't mean destroy. If it meant destroy, it would say Tevar. It doesn't say Tevar. It says Tashbitu, which means get rid of. Get rid of is a bit more vague. And Bittul, according to Rashi, transforms the object into dust, right? If we combine Ramban and Rashi, and therefore it counts as Tashbitu. Tosfot, if you remember, says no. He thinks that Bittul is Hefker, right? Bittul is making something ownerless, and therefore how does Bittul prevent the problem of owning Chomet and Pesach? Gabe, how does Bittul, according to Rashi, according to Tosfot, prevent Bal Yerubal Yematzeh if it's just Hefker? It's not yours. Very good. But do you fulfill Tashbitu? No. According to Tosfot, you only fulfill Tashbitu when? When you destroy it. And when? What time? Literally, when? Erev Pesach, when? After, right? Meaning only Bishat Isser. Right? Tosfot thinks, right, amazingly, that the mitzvah of Tashbitu can only be fulfilled once the Isser has taken effect. Right? And that's why he thinks that the full fulfillment of Tashbitu only takes place afterwards. Now, this is, we noted briefly yesterday, is a shocking position. Why is this a shocking position?
Well, I forgot what we said yesterday, but my initial reaction is it's...
I elided it yesterday. I didn't spend too much time on it. I noted it, and we moved on. I want to come back to it for a minute. Yeah.
It's about there that you can only do it when right.
And if you want to see it more explicitly, I sent you in the Mordechai from Rav Shmuel of Falej. We all love Rav Shmuel of Falej, obviously. Right? Right? We all like Rav Shmuel of Falej?
Yes, that's right.
I told my brother, my rabbi would prefer if we could do Friday night, and then he said define prefer.
Okay. We'll talk about this after. Okay. So the Mordechai quotes Rav Shmuel of Falej, who I know, I'm aware, Rav Shmuel Falej is, that's how you pronounce that, by the way. I know it says, Pei Vav Lamed Yud Yud Zayin Aleph, which I guess you could read as Puliza, Puliza. Oh, so in English, it's F-A-L-A-I-S-E, it's Falej. French, Falej, yes. I like Rav Shmuel Falej. I think he's an interesting person, because he decided that in order to teach people Hilchot Pesach, he was going to write a commentary on the poem written by Rabbi Yosef Tov Elem, which in turn was meant to teach people Hilchot Pesach. So he wrote a commentary about Hilchot Pesach on a poem meant to teach Hilchot Pesach.
So it's a commentary on a commentary.
On a poem, which I thought was just wonderfully creative. So much so that I incorporated it into my kids' names. That's how much I like Rishon.
And that's so creative that you decided to write a commentary on that commentary.
Yes, that's why my third son, his first name is Shmuel, right? Shmuel Ezra.
So
and Shmuel is primarily Rashbam, but secondarily Rav Shmuel Falej, just because I appreciate what Rav Shmuel Falej was willing to do. That's how much I like Rav Shmuel Falej. So he says, Shamati al Ri bar Avram, he heard from the Riva, Shayaragila shot prusa achat milasarfa tchilacha shvi'it. He used to actively leave bread over until the seventh hour, kidei l'kayem biur chametz bizmano, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of destruction, meaning he would leave it over until the shat isur, until it's prohibited. Kidepeish rabbeinu tam, depeish deshelo b'shat biro b'tchilat sheva. And what is the Mordechai's response?
No.
Mordechai's response is the same as Mordechai, which is upliya hi. What is pliya? It is astounding, shocking, really, right? Dimipnei bracha de biur she'inai elami derabanan. I understand. You want to say the bracha on biur, and therefore, which is derabanan, who somech al shaot la'amod b'safek tashbitu mitchilat sheva. So you wait until the seventh time to violate an iser de'oraita. That seems like a bad idea. Good. Does someone want to defend very briefly, Tosfot, before we move on? Anyone want to defend Tosfot? I know you don't, Mordechai, because you think, like the Mordechai, Pliyahi.
Yes.
Shocking. Shocking!
Hang on. If we don't set a set time,
and we are purposely leaving it over to that time when it is prohibited to him.
Hypothetically, if we didn't,
yes.
Then one could fulfill the mitzvah, like let's say, burn a piece of bread and say,
I understand, but how does that solve? So I understand that that's the reason he thinks you have to fulfill the mitzvah in a particular time, because otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
But how can you deal with the problem that starting at Chatzot on Erev Pesach, it is forbidden to own chametz? Why are you purposely leaving it over until that time?
Perhaps he says that for here.
Yes.
Perhaps he says that for beer. Before Pesach actually hits, and I'm scratching it a little bit. It's not before Pesach hits. Beer is a way to
Moshe, just close that door.
Beer thinks that it is actually a way to rectify it before Pesach comes around.
There.
So
say it again.
So. Isser to have it, but since Pesach hasn't actually hit yet,
you're saying it's Usher to have it, but it's not really Usher to have it.
It's Usher to have it, but there's a way to potentially undo it.
Well, what's the point of
clarify? Yes, Moshe.
If you make the prohibition too early, then you could.
The prohibition is already in effect. We've established that. But the prohibition's in effect.
Yes.
Good. So why are you allowed to hold on to chametz to burn it then?
Hold on to it.
You're
allowed to hold on to it.
Yes.
Why are you allowed to do that?
If you hold on to it specifically to destroy it, it's an aver habam in a mitzvah, then it's okay.
Why don't you try that one more time? Close, but why don't you try it differently?
I was hoping.
Yes, Eitan.
No,
so put it differently, meaning what are you saying? I put it differently, but what are you saying? That what? Right, meaning, remember we talked about, is it that the Isser to own chametz is literally to own chametz, or is it because you don't really own it, because, as the Gemara says in Daf Vav, you don't really own it, we make it as if you own it, right? So we said, well, what does it mean, we make it as if you own it? Maybe, Eitan, it's only, you only violate if what? If you own it in a way that shows that you care about it, because you don't really own it, right? And that's why Bittel works, because Bittel says, I don't want it. It is dirt to me. So maybe you would say that the whole point is that this Tosfot is reconceptualizing the Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh and is saying that it's not really about owning it. It's about owning it in such a way that you show that you want it. Only then do you violate. But if you're holding on to it to destroy, then what?
Then it's great.
Then it's great. Who says that? Tosfot. Which Tosfot? So it's implied in this Tosfot. It's implied even more strongly in the Mordechai. And it's said explicitly by Tosfot on Daf Chof Tera Mebet, right, which I did not give you. I mentioned briefly earlier in the year, but you want to just look. Chof Tera Mebet, four lines from the bottom. First word on the line. Mikan mochiach ri. From here, the re proves shemashe chametz bePesach v'data levaro, that if you hold on to chametz on Pesach, with the intent to destroy it, eino over b'otashiya, you do not violate bal yirah by holding on to the chametz. It's only when you the amart over, because if you said you did, I'm akati amaymal, and it goes on to prove it, right? And next line, and this is basically what Mordechai said. Look at the last line on the page. Elavadei lo avar. You did not violate v'taima. Why don't you violate, Mordechai? Last line on Chavdan Mabet. And Tosfot. Mishum de lo yir'eh nitak la'aseh. Because Bal Yira'eh is fixed by an aseh. And therefore, you don't violate if you destroy it in the end.
So it's exactly what I said.
It's exactly what you said. Very good. What? He thinks there is a value in burning it and not doing bittul. That's his whole point. But beer only is valuable, according to Tosfot and the Mordechai, in the Shat Isur. And once the Isur is already taken effect. Correct. Because that's the only time that destruction is valuable. Before that, your destruction is just another way of making it not yours. But it's not destroying chametz. But you would assume Bali Raya. You would assume that you're owning chametz. Or whatever Isser you think happens on Erev Pesach. Now, admittedly, Tosfot and Daf Hei does not need to accept Tosfot and Chavtet, right? Meaning, they're different. First of all, they're different people, right? Meaning, the one on Daf Chavtet is specifically the Re. It's not like a generic Tosfot, it's the Re. But you could argue, as Mordechai said before, that this is unique to Erev Pesach. That maybe on Pesach, it doesn't matter whether your intention is to destroy it or not, but Bal Yerah. But maybe on Erev Pesach, whereas we saw according to Rashi, the Isser to own Chametz might be a derivative of Tashbitu, the Chiv to destroy, on Erev Pesach it makes a lot more sense. Because if you think the only reason you aren't allowed to own Chametz on Erev Pesach is because you're obligated to destroy it, if you're owning it to destroy it, then that might be Mutter, right? Meaning on Pesach it's a wild Chiddush. On Erev Pesach is actually not so crazy if you think that the Isser in question is a derivative of Bali Rabbali Matzah.
Well, the point is you can always do
No, no, you can't. You cannot do bittul. What do you keep saying? No, not after chatzot. Because you don't own it, correct? Okay, fine. That was on that Tosfot. Now if we continue in Tosfot, so we were up to Tosfot Lotishchat, right? On Hayamadal. So if you remember, the final drasha in the Gemara derived the prohibition of having chametz on Erev Pesach not from treating the 14th as Yom HaRishon, and not from saying that it's the day before the 15th, but from what? What was the final derivation? Lo tishchat al chametz dam zechi, from the Karban?
From the
Karban Pesach, right? The fact that you can't have chametz on with a Karban Pesach is shecht. So the Tosfot then says, Hitcha Rashba. The Rashba asked, which Rashba is this? I did. Not the Sephardi Rashba known as the Rashba, but the Ashkenazi Rashba known as the Rashmi Shantz. Right? Because obviously Tosfot is not quoting the Rashba. Heichi Yalev Me'acha Dechametz Asher Mishesha Olamala. So I don't understand. How could you learn from here that you can't have chametz from chatzot and on? Vazman shchita lePesach achar tamid havei. When do you bring the Karban Pesach? Only after you've done what? Brought what Karban? The tamid. Which means that you start bringing the tamid at what time? Let's assume a perfect day, 6 to 6. So what time do you bring the tamid? Shelsh ben arbayim. I'm on a clock. Now I'm asking you for a time. I understand what you're doing, but let's work backwards. So the lechatchila 9.5, b'diavad 6.5.
Okay.
Right? That's what we call mincha gedolah, mincha ketana, right? The tamid sheshach lo bnei chatzot pasul, right? You're not, if you brought the karban tamid before chatzot, it would be invalid. So what's the problem? It's after six, because first you got to bring the tamid, then you bring the karban pesach. What is the assumption of his question? Someone tell me, what's the assumption of his question? Remember we said, right, what's the problem here? The Gemara says, let's learn it out from karban pesach, right? And the Gemara said, no. If it was karban pesach, 1 second... And that would mean when Binyamin brings his Karban Pesach, he can't have chametz. When Mordechai brings his, he can't have it. And when... Who wants to bring Karban Pesach? Mo. And Kelman, look at you. You both want to bring... Look at that. Yona also wants to... Yo, so from. All of you want to bring. So you all want to bring. None of you can own chametz then, right? The Gemara says, yes, that's great. But that doesn't establish what we need in our Gemara, because what do we need in our Gemara? We're trying to prove that you can't have Chametz starting Chatzot, which is not dependent on when Binyamin or Yonah or Moshe or Mordechai bring their Korban Pesach, right? Because you could bring it at 10 hours. So the Gemara therefore says, what we're saying is Zman, right? The time at which you could bring the Korban Pesach. But we said, okay, fine. Even though the Gemara says that the Issur is at the time when you bring the Korban Pesach, right? We still said there's two ways of understanding that. How is that? One is that it's still basically a derivative of Korban Pesach, right? It just happens to be that we have to set like an arbitrary time, right? What was the other way? Correct, that it's not a Siva, it's a Siman, right? It's indicative, the fact that Korban Pesach is brought after Chatzot, that's not the actual reason why there's a prohibition against Chametz. It's indicative of the fact that this time is special. And the fact that the time is special has two manifestations. The two manifestations being Korban Pesach and Yisur Chametz, right? That it's not a direct, it's a correlation, right? They're correlated because the second half of the day on Erev Pesach is a holiday of sorts that has two manifestations. They're not causative, right? It's not that the Korban Pesach causes the Yisur Chametz, right? It's that both of them correlate to the fact that Erev Pesach after Chatzot is special. Right? And that manifests itself in two ways, that you bring the Korban Pesach and that you don't have Chametz. Right? Which one does Tosfot believe? Is the Issur of Chametz and Erev Pesach because the day is special or because it's actually a direct derivative of the fact that you're bringing the Korban Pesach? Which does Tosfot think? In his question.
We say it's a director.
Correct. What? How do you know?
Otherwise, it wouldn't really matter.
Right? Yeah, exactly. His question makes no sense otherwise, because Tosa says, well, practically, you can't bring the Korban Pesach because you haven't brought the Tumid. Right? But that means, what is he saying? When does, according to his question, when does the Issur of Chametz kick in? When you practically, literally could bring the Korban Pesach, which shows you the things it's causative. That at the time when I could practically bring the carbon, I have to stop eating. I have to stop owning chametz.
Oh.
Right? And what's his answer? Now you understand what's his answer. Eitan, what's his answer going to be? No. Right? It's a fundamental thing. It's about the time. And therefore, V'yesh Lomer, his answer is, Kevan de Diavad. Since post facto, im shachar ha-pesach, kodem ha-tamid, if you did shech the tamid before, pesach before the tamid, kasher, it works, you shouldn't. It's not when people are practically bringing the Korban Pesach. But in theory, if you did it, it would work. What does that show?
That
is the right time.
And now that we're about starting at the exact time.
Exactly. He says, therefore, kiznan adam chashiv zman shchitim e-chatzot ve'elach. It's called the right time. Is it the right time practically? No. But that only matters if, like Binyamin says, you think it's causative. That when I'm bringing the Korban Pesach, now I can't own chametz. It's a direct derivative of the fact that Korban Pesach is being brought. If you think no, what the Gemara is telling you is that the Zman, the time at which you bring the Korban Pesach, is like a quasi Chag HaMatzot, right? Is the beginning of the larger Pesach holiday, and therefore it has halachic implications. You're not allowed to own chametz, you have to bring the Korban Pesach. Once you think that, then it doesn't matter whether you practically are bringing the Korban. It matters if, in theory, you could. Right? That is... And now, if you look at the next Tosfot, Tosfot says, Zman shchita kamar achmana, avo gav de emetu de lo tishchar al chametz kochad vechad. Ki shachet, damrin bragdam v'nishchar. He said, it is true that there is a separate prohibition for Mordechai to shech the Korban when he owns chametz, right? And ashochet ha-pesach al chametz over belav. That is also true. That is also true. That there's a separate, independent prohibition for the person bringing the Korban Pesach to own chametz. Mikom bakom kevan de'ashkechan de'hi'izer al ha'ashbata. But since the Torah tells us you must destroy chametz, ve'hizer lishchot ha-pesach al chametz, and it told you not to shech the Korban Pesach when there's chametz. Svarahu. It is simply logical that what? Shebizman shchita, hizir al ashbata. That the time of shchita is when you should be destroying. You see, Tosafot doubles down on it, and he's telling you, what is the nature of the drasha? He's saying, is it also true that there is a prohibition to own chametz that is a direct derivative of the Korban Pesach? Yes. So if Binyamin, I'm sorry, I'm going to imply that you're violating Isser, but if, God forbid, Binyamin is bringing Korban Pesach and had, where's Avi? Oi, you should feel better. And had Avi's still stale, at this point even staler, Oreos, right? Correct. He's been having it under his pillow at home since Tishrei, right? So Binyamin, now Avi has finally decided that as a sign of goodwill, because he loves Binyamin so much, he has gifted him stale Oreos that he's kept under his pillow since whenever exactly we said he had Oreos under his pillow. Right, it is true that there is a separate prohibition that is in fact a derivative of Shechitat HaPesach, and you violate a separate Isser. That's true. But what he says is the fact that we know of two things. One is, there's a time at which you should shecht. And two, there's a time at which you destroy. The Gemara just says, they are the same. Now, it does seem to be that according to Tosafot, though, this is a derivative of Tashbitu.
Right.
Right? That the fact that it's a unique time tells me that it's the Zman of Tashbitu. Right?
So this is kind of the Chag Tashbitu.
Exactly. Right? That's what emerges from Tosafot, is that Erev Pesach, Mechatzot Vailach, is like an independent holiday, the holiday of Chametz destruction. And this works consistently throughout all the Tosafot we've seen. Right? And that's why Tosafot thinks that only when you get into the holiday of Tashbitu, as you call it, then you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbitu. And that's why in the extreme, we saw in the Mordechai, you actively leave over Chametz into the Zman of Tashbitu. And we said, how could that be? So we said, if you want to go radical, you could go like Tosfot on Chavtet and say that even on Pesach itself, if you leave Chametz with the intent to destroy, you don't violate. But even if you don't want to go that far, right? Because you don't want to go that far. Who wants to go that far? Right? If you don't want to go that far, there's a much better explanation for the Mordechai here, and that is
that it's
on Erev Pesach, from Chatzot and on, it is a holiday of Tashbitu. And therefore, if you're only leaving over Chametz with the intent to destroy it, and the whole Isser to begin with on Erev Pesach is not Bal Yerol, Bal Yematzeh like the Rambam, but is Tashbitu like Rashi, right? That the reason you can't own Chametz in Erev Pesach is because you're supposed to be destroying it. If you're only owning it to enable you to destroy it, in that special six-hour holiday, Chag Tashbitu, that makes sense. Right? What? Happy Tashbitu Day, yes.
Okay, so
we have now invented a holiday, which admittedly is probably Yasumi Daraita, but sure.
anyway, but what would the nature of that it would be if you hadn't brought a Korban Pesach? And so the Zman of Korban Pesach walls around and you own Chametz. You're allowed to own Chametz for the sake of destroying it.
So presumably you wouldn't because of the actual independentness or of you shechting your Korban Pesach while you own Chametz, right? Then the personal Isser would kick in, presumably.
Right, but like, would I
get Karis? It's not Karis. No, it's in Serlav. Okay. No, it's in Serlav. Okay, good. Now, if you want to see the extreme, who is the extreme manifestation of the thesis that we just developed based on Tosafot and the Mordechai? Yes. The Baal Amor takes this logic so far beyond the realm of plausibility, right? That is why everyone quotes him, because
the
Mordechai already on the very limited position, which is you're allowed to hold on to chametz when the clock strikes noon, so that you can ignite it into flames. At that moment, the Mordechai already looked at that and said, "No, plia, shocking, cannot be." What he would have said if he knew the Baal Amor. Maybe he did. I don't know. He doesn't comment, right?
Maybe for good reason.
The Baal Hamor. So now let's look at the Baal Hamor. That's what we were up to in 5. The Baal Hamor says, "Inami, tichtiv lo tishchad al chametz dam zivchei, lo tishchad al pesach v'adayin chametz kayam." Right. The Mordechai says, "Listen, we derived that you should not shecht the carbon pesach when you have chametz, right? Vi'i achilei." Mechol, Mishet Shor, Ulamala. Ad ha'erev, inu over ba'achilato. Valamor says, if I eat, chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzot, I do not violate anything. Why? She'ein lecha hashpata gdola mizu. Because there is no greater destruction of chametz than to eat it, to devour it. Annihilated existence by eating that bread. Yes, it's appreciated, Kobe. It's the perfect sound effects right now. Right? Annihilate the bread. Decimate it. Just, yes. So. Nope, you are destroying it. Yes, I quoted this Balamor. I quoted this Balamor and compared it to the Shita that Biur Shvit, eating Shmit, right? Remember, eating the Shmita produce at the Zman Biur is a Kiyum Mitzvah. And I said, there are two Shita that are conceptually similar. One are the Shita that think that Biur Shvit can be done by eating it, and the other is the Balamor who thinks that Biur Chametz can be done by eating. Yes, good memory. Thank you. I'm glad you remember that I compared this Balamor. I think I even said to that point we knew we were doing Tzachim. We will see this Balamor again next year. Right? Because yes, this Balamor is comparable to that wonderful set of Shitot in Biur Shvit that you must destroy Shemitah produce after the time at which there is no produce left in the field. And according to some version, why you let it eat it? Because you're eating it, l'shem destruction. I will note that the Achronim say this is crazy unless, well, it's crazy. But they're willing to assume that it's not as crazy if you didn't eat it because you were hungry. You have to have kavanah. I am eating it for the purpose of destroying it. If you eat it. No. You have to have in mind, I am eating this beautiful 7-layer wedding cake because, not because it looks good. It does look good, but that's not the point. I am doing it because I hate chametz. I am doing everyone a favor. I am going to devour the cake, annihilate the cake. Yes. I am not letting anyone share in my mitzvah. Please, no. Only me. Only I shall devour the cake. Only I, because only I have pure kavana. I am, trust me when I say that only I eat cake lishma. No. That's timcha. I don't know if it's a kium of timcha. Okay. Anyways. Now he knows about lechatchila in lashoto. He says maybe lechatchila, you shouldn't do this. So maybe you shouldn't because, you know, the mitzvah tashmitu kicked in earlier. So maybe you shouldn't. Right? Maybe not. Right? But he entertained the pot. Right? But he says, maybe yes. Maybe yes. Now again, the Achronim assume this is only if you're doing it lishma. Because otherwise it'd just be like, look, this is a great idea. Why don't I just leave over cake until Pesach? I won't call it eating. My dessert at the Seder will be cake. And I won't call it eating. It's tashmituing. I'm not eating cake. I'm not eating dessert. I am destroying chametz. That's what this is. This is not dessert. It's tashmitu. Please call it the proper name. Yes, you must eat it. That's right. Mahadrin mina mahadrin. Don't lick the plate clean. Don't leave a crumb. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But the Balamor you see is quite the radical interpretation of this, right? Because this doesn't work if you think that Erev Pesach has an independent Isser to eat chametz ligan Pesach, right? If you think, like the Rambam, that what? That starting an Erev Pesach at Chatzot, you start violating Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzeh, like on Pesach, is there any way you could entertain the possibility that you could eat chametz? No, that's crazy. But if you think like Rashi or Tosfot, that Erev Pesach, yes, there's an Isser, but it's an Isser which is derived from Tashbitu, then at least you can entertain the possibility that if you are so from, like Kobe, that you can manage to have that 7-layer cake but view it as a mitzvah. You're not eating it because it's a cake. You're eating it because...
I know,
Mordechai, you're very machmer. You only have ice cream that has chametz in it so that it's a mitzvah gam. You don't have like vanilla. You only have like cookies and cream. So that, when you're eating, it has a kium of tashvitu. And if you're going to have... And if you're going to have fudge brownie, fine. And if, rachmana litzlan lo aleinu, you had ice cream that did not have chametz in it, rachmana litzlan, and it wouldn't be kium tashvitu, then you put it in a cone. Oh, because then it's a hechsher mitzvah to eating the cone. Oh, I mean destroying the cone, not eating the cone. No, destroying the cone. Good. I'm glad we're clear on this, Mordechai. These are very important chumrot. You only have ice cream with chametz, or you eat it in a cone.
This is my one course.
Exactly. This is my new chumrah of the week. You know.
Eat more ice cream. A little bit.
This is like it's the opposite of the new fads, right? Some people, it's like keto. We don't have carbs. No, I only have carbs, and I don't follow the new gluten-free fad. No, I only have gluten. Every meal I have carbs, specifically with gluten, because I need to be my kind of a mitzvah.
It's a bit extra ironic coming from you.
I understand it's ironic coming from me. I get that. Yes, exactly. No, my kids are the opposite. They're so afraid of chametz that they never, ever have chametz. Ever. Lo aleinu. That's not what they do now because they have amilah chita. But besides from amilah chita. Never. No. Chametz is the yetzer hara, Nadav. You don't want the yetzer hara. I mean, Mordechai wants to destroy the yetzer hara all year, but the other chumra would be to never, never come near the physical manifestation of the yetzer hara. It's a very good point. I know. This is the wonderful chumras we come up in Pesach. Yeah.
You take a risk by destroying it.
Really, you do. Yeah. Yeah, and who knows what happens when you destroy the Yetzer Hara? I mean, I just don't know. It's like I had a friend who told me that he got that a chassid got into a fight with him and told him, I do not know if all chassidim believe this, but he told him that it's horrible that he dresses, you know, the way we dress, because when he gets up in the morning, he puts on his clothes, he stuffs his pants in his socks, closes the top button, and the Yetzer Hara can't get in all day. But us, Rachmana Litzlan, you know, the shirt's open. And this friend was a little bit of a wise guy. He said, no, you don't understand. It's the opposite. You, when you wake up in the morning, the Yetzer Hara is there, and then you lock him in, right? You know, Chanami goes in, but my collar is open. My pants aren't in my socks. They can get out. His mom is trapped all day.
This is the thing you were saying about that kids.
Yeah, that's the other one. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, yalla. Okay. Fine. Now, what's another nafkamina? Another nafkamina to the question as to whether you think that an erev Pesach, the prohibition of chametz, is an extension of that which exists on Pesach, like the Rambam, right? Or you think like Rashi and Tosfot and the Balamor and everybody else, basically, except for the Rambam. Not everybody, but most people, except for the Rambam. That, it's a different Isser. It's a derivative of Tashbitu. It's a derivative of Karban Pesach. It's a new holiday, whatever you want to call it. If you don't want to call it Yom Tashbitu, you want to call it something else, right? Another nafkam, you know, will be the following. Is sure, on Erev Pesach, you have to destroy chametz. Sure, on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to own chametz. But, are you allowed to get hana? Because if it's an extension of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, that means that what you're saying is that the Isser of Chametz on Pesach basically spills over into Erev Pesach. Well, and therefore, you would expect that when it spills over, what would spill over with it? Isser Hana, meaning it's subsidiary Isurim, right? But if you think it's a unique Isser, it's a derivative of Tashbitu, or it's a new holiday, a new Isser, whatever you want to say, whatever formulation you're going to come up with, what would you expect? It might be different. Not necessarily, but it might be different.
Well, according to Tosfos, obviously.
Yes. Correct. On Erev Pesach, it's more about destroying. It's about not eating, but it's not about... It's not about chametz is the Yetzer Hara, right? Again, that's an actual tshuva in the Radbaz. This is not, like, theoretical. The Radbaz actually uses that, too. Sorry. I know you weren't here for the whole year. You're only here today. But the Radbaz actually says the reason we're so machmir on chametz is because it's the Yetzer Hara. This is like an actual justification for the halacha. No, actually, like literally that's what he says. So that doesn't mean I understand it, but he says it. So, but meaning, right, I think it was, if you don't want to put it that way, you want to put it in English. Chametz is spiritually noxious on Pesach. Very good.
Okay.
It's spiritually noxious, to what quote Rosenzweig. I don't ask for, actually, I sound like Rosenzweig, because that is how he talks in Shir. It's like, according to the Radbaal, I still remember him saying it, according to the Radbaal, Chametz is spiritually noxious. What? It's noxious. Spiritually, metaphysically noxious.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, oh yes, yes it is. I'm like, yeah, I didn't say it was the wrong word. I don't know if it helps saying that it's noxious as opposed to the Yetzer Hara. Metaphysically noxious, I mean, look, Rosenzweig is brilliant. He comes up with these very nice formulations. You could do bad, but then you haven't been Rosenzweig sure. That's not.
Yeah,
I mean, he hasn't. It's not an insult. He has not. He likes, you know, but I still remember him saying, yes, noxious. Noxious. Anathema. It is anathema.
I don't know what it means, but I don't remember what it
means. Why is my second job to teach you guys English? Honestly. Anathema. Oxford. Something or someone that one vehemently dislikes. Or. I did not know the second one. A formal curse by a pope or a council of the church, excommunicating a person or denouncing a doctrine. Anathema. I didn't think I meant that one.
Word of
the
day.
First one. What? Well, that was noxious too. Anyways.
Words
of the day. Amazing. Yes.
Okay. Back to what we were talking about before. According to the more plausible approach to the bomb Balmar, you also wouldn't be able to get enough from the
correct, right? Meaning even if you want to go Balmar, you say, no, it has to be I have to do with Kavana to destroy, but if I start benefiting, besides for the eating, you know? It's not just I eat the cake, but I moisturize the cake. I don't know what you're supposed to be doing. I don't understand. I don't know. What is the benefit you're getting from this? I don't know. Okay. So what do we say? So if you look, I gave you just Tosfot and the Ran. I could have just told you it was on Chalchet of Bet, but I just gave it to you. And this is on the continuation of the Sugi we saw before. The Reb Shimon Amar Chomet Lefnei Zman Alachar Zman Eino Over Lav Loklum. Remember we saw that Reb Shimon thinks that the prohibition is limited to Pesach itself, right? And remember we saw that according to the Rambam, he reads the two Sugi together.
Right.
And that's why he thinks that the Isser in our Sugi is about eating. But Tosfot, Rashi, they distinguish. So now he says, Nireh, so Tosfot comments, the Reb Shimon Nihidi and Oberlov Belav de Chomet Lefnei Zmano. Mo dehud aser ba'achila mishay shodu lamala. Minamin berakama in serpent shumadarim and tamea mashma levada serpent b'sheish. Vimudar lechol yochleno ad alayla. He says, look, Reb Shimon holds that you don't violate bal yira'eh, but it's still aser to eat. Right? Right? Presumably because of some derivative of the sugya and daf. Hey, right? Va'od dikam ar mishash aser ba'achila aser ba'ana. Atan lakanakama, bichal der Reb Shimon aser ba'achila, afal pishin aser ba'hana'a. Dayna achar sheish. V'nira denafkalei mitashpitu me'achalik. What does he say? He says it explicitly. According to Reb Shimon, it's aser ba'achila, but not aser ba'hana'a. Why is it not aser ba'hana'a? Because the Isser on Erev Pesach is only Tashmitu. Right? Tosfos says it explicitly. He says, why is it that on Erev Pesach there is no Isser Hana'a? Because the Isser is not Bal Yira'ah Bal Yematzeh. This is not an overflow of the Isser on Pesach, which would entail an Isser Hana'a. What is it? It's Tashmitu. Right? I'm obligated to destroy. Right?
I thought lachok because like you're supposed to it goes out of your control. You're no longer able to do bittul.
So he says, look. So he's a little bit more careful. So look at his next line. He says, "Umashma tashbitu kelo kederach hana'a dahainu achila." He says what that means is the following, right? He explicitly rejects the balamor. He says tashbitu means I need to destroy it. Destroying needs to be done through an act of destruction, an act which is defined as destruction. And therefore, he says, you obviously cannot eat it. Because eating it, even if you were eating it to destroy it, is it defined as an act of destruction? No, he finds the palomar Well, he doesn't even address the Balamor. He just says, that's obviously wrong. I don't know who said that. It's wrong. It doesn't exist. Yes? So Tosfos takes it as a given, that if Erev Pesach, the Isser is not a spillover from Pesach, but is an independent obligation based on the Chiyuv to destroy, that you can't eat it. Because, Yonah, is it plausible, according to Tosfos, to say that I'm eating this beautiful cake and it's destruction? Tosfos says, no, what are you talking about? You're eating it, right? You're destroying it. Come on, give me a break. I'm destroying it. I am being Mikayim Tashbitu all year long. I am very makvid. I eat cake every day of the year at every meal to destroy chametz. Now, what are you talking about? He's like, that is not plausible. What? Oh. But he says, but. So what does he mean by hana'a? So he says, when something's asr b'hana'a, what would that mean? So he said, if I was burning it, I wouldn't be allowed to use that flame to cook. Right? Because I would be getting hana'a from the chametz I'm burning. So Tosfos says, on Pesach, when I burn chametz on Pesach, let's say I found the Oreos that Avi left under his pillow and we forgot to take out, and they are still there on Pesach. So I take out, and finally we decide to get rid of these stale Oreos. So we burn them on Pesach. Okay? And at the same time that I'm burning it, I also happen to want to make myself a pot of soup. So I say, oh, while I am burning the Oreos, I will use that fuel and I will cook my pot of soup. Tosfos says, on Pesach, is that allowed? No. Why? Because even though I am destroying the chametz, I'm not allowed to benefit. Why am I not allowed to benefit? Because there's an isser to benefit. And therefore, the fact that I'm currently destroying it doesn't change the fact that I'm not allowed to benefit. But what about an Erev Pesach, where there is no Isser to own it? What is there? A Chiyuv to destroy it. So Tosfos says, an Erev Pesach, to the extent that there's an Isser Achila, why am I not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach? Not because there's an independent Isser to eat it on Erev Pesach, but because I'm supposed to be destroying it. And if I'm eating it, am I destroying it? Not according to Balamor? No, you're not. You're eating it. But what if I am destroying it? I'm burning it. So then on Erev Pesach, where the only reason that I can't eat it is because I'm supposed to be burning it, well, what if I am burning it? Then am I allowed to use the fuel that is created by the burning Oreos to heat up my soup? Tosfos says, yes. Because it's very clear. What is Tosfos telling you? That if the Chiyuv, the Isser on Erev Pesach, is not a spillover of Bali or Bali Matze, but it's a rib of Tashbitu, then eating it, if you don't agree with the Balamor, can't plausibly be said destruction. But burning it and happening to use the fuel as it's burning to heat something up, that's mutter. Why? Because in Erev Pesach, the only thing that exists is an obligation to destroy. And everything else is just derived from the fact that I'm supposed to destroy it. But if I'm actually destroying it, not I'm destroying it by eating, I'm destroying it, I'm burning it, then there's no Isser Hana because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm destroying it. Right? So Tosfos is 100% clear that an Erev Pesach, the Isser, is a derivative of Tashbitu and not a spillover of Bali or Bali Matze, and therefore the Nafkamina for him is that you're allowed to get Hana while you destroy it. Right? Make sense? I don't know. I've never tried burning Oreos. I'm sure you could find something that is wheat. You remember last year? Oh, you weren't here last year. That was a disaster. So last year there was this slight awkward situation. We're on Yom HaTzmaut. We had a barbecue. We had two barbecues. One was the regular barbecue, and one was the gluten-free barbecue for my children and for Ray Wasserman's son, who's also celiac. The guys then went to get some branches and stuff to start up the fire. The guys did not grow up in Israel, and therefore they don't know what they're pulling out. And they pulled out wild wheat and barley and put it in the barbecue and literally smoked the gluten-free barbecue with gluten. Like, Billy Kuzma, there was pieces of wheat and barley in it. And I said, Gewalt. A, it's gluten. B, it's Zwiechen. It's Schmidt. You can't pull those out of the ground. They're also Bahana'a people. It was a disaster because no one was thinking that, well, that's grass. Grass, there would be no Isser of Zwiechen. It wasn't grass. It was wheat. They weren't. But in Israel, you get used to the fact that wheat just grows everywhere. What?
Did that look like
weird? No. Not in Brooklyn. Not where he lives. Nothing grows in Brooklyn. That's why they wrote a book called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Because it was a chiddush. Okay? There's a reason for that.
No, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't Morty. I'm just saying as an example. There's literally a book called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. That's how rare of a thing it is. Not particularly different. I mean, it's burnt. It could be that it wouldn't have been a... To be fair, it might have been that it might not have been a gluten problem because once it's burned, it breaks down the protein. The question is, did you burn, you know, break it down in time where, you know, was there wheat literally just resting on the food? It was a little... It was bad. It was Zwiechen. It was gluten. It was like, Gewalt. This year, you don't have to worry about Zwiechen. You still have to worry about the gluten, potentially, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, we could do that. You could also put a piece of paper, you know. I don't know what people were doing. It was
we didn't
like,
have paper. We went to the Dallas Opera. It was a barbecue.
What?
What?
Okay, fine. But if you look at the Ran, right? But look at the Ran. Look at the Chalusha Ran and Davav. Ran says, if you said you could get Hana, then it's not Batel. Now, this is a little bit weird because remember, it's not actually true. There's two ways you could derive an Isser Hana and Erev Pesach. One is to think, like the Rambam, that the Isser and Erev Pesach is a spillover of Bal Yerol, Bal Yematzeh, the Isser on Pesach. What's the other way? Is to not buy Tosa's distinction and say that no, Tashbitu means destroy. And destroy means destroy and only. Destroy and don't benefit. So the Ran actually takes the second approach, right? Rather than like the Rambam saying that it's a spillover, he just says, look, it says Tashbitu, Echad Isser Achila, Echad Isser Hana B'Mashma. So this is really one of those things that even within the Svar of Tashbitu, you could go both ways. Okay? Good. The last thing I wanted to show you is the following. Okay? We have time. Good. We can finish this, so tomorrow we can move on to a little bit about Ochel Nefesh. I want to spend one day introducing you to Ochel Nefesh based on Tosfos and top of Payment Bet. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole right now. Maybe we'll do it later. There are more keys to do later on. I'm above. But if you turn for a second to the Mishnah on Samach Gimel, okay? Here we go. The Mishnah on Samach Gimel is the Mishnah that talks about the Isser of Samach Gimel. Yes, 63. Right, the Mishnah there is talking about the position the issue we just talked about of Lo Tishchad Al Chametz Tam Zichri. Right, that you're not allowed that when everyone's brought a carbon Pesach so far except for Eitan and Nadav and Kobe. And remind me your first name again, I'm sorry. Akiva. And Akiva. So now all four of them are bringing carbon Pesach. Okay, now they're a new group. Gabe, did you bring?
No, he's the one.
Sorry. Okay, we have a new chabura here of Gabe and Nadav and Akiva and Eitan and Kobe. Now you get to bring Karma Bezo, okay? Oh, and me. I forgot about me. I'm bringing Karma Bezo, too.
Who's the one who's actually sacrificing the Korah? It's going to be Gabe.
Do you know the Shecht?
Yes, he does. I know that.
That's for Malika. You're not killing an animal with your finger. That's for a bird. Kobe, if Kobe tells me he's going to learn how to shecht, I trust that he'll do it right.
I would like to apprentice someone and learn how to do.
Yeah, right. Well, someone asked me if my next door neighbor does it. He does know how to shecht, but I don't think he has time.
Would we be seeing like a chicken or a sheep?
I don't know. I'm not going. Ew, God. Oh. Blood everywhere. Oh, I can't. No. What? You take a knife and you cut things' heads off. That's how you practice shechita. No, I'm saying, but if you do it the wrong way, You make you, yes. So you sell it to. Okay, anyways, but the Mishnah says Hashocheded HaPesach, Hashocheded HaPesach HaLochomet. Over below Tase. So if we, Shech, the carbon Pesach, and we own Chomet, you know what? I'll just make it me. Find me. None of you would obviously ever violate anything but myself. Right? Shech in the carbon Pesach, and I have Chomet, you violate Lotase. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afatomet. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, wait, did I not put the piece with Ben Batera? I thought I did.
You did.
I thought I did. Didn't I?
Well, it's in the toast roast, isn't it?
I know, I put it in the toast roast. You know what? It's fine. I put it in the Yerushalmi, so I'm... Fine. On the last source here. Okay. But, so we have this issue of, right? We have this issue of shechting the carbon Pesach, right? While you have chametz, right? Good. So, the question is, when exactly does this issur kick in? Okay? When does the issur kick in? So, you'll see in just a second, okay? So, look at the Yerushalmi and the Rosh Mishans, okay? What is the nature of this issur exactly? So, look at, where do you want to start? Yerushalmi or the Rosh Mishans? Fine. So the Rosh Mishan says as follows: Lotishchad et Pesach v'adayin chametz kaim. Tameli, hecha yalfinan mehacha the chametz aser mishei shado lamala. How do we derive from here? Right, remember this was Tosfot's question also. How do we derive from here that you can't shecht, you can't have chametz from chatzot and on? Right, hazman shchidat Pesach lo havei ad acher hatamid. Right, yes, right. We saw this in Tosfot. Kiditnan lekaman per. Tamid Nishchat, Mufarish Tamid Gemara, Yuchar Davash, Nemo Bobarev, Ben Arbaim, Levash, Lenemo, Elo Ben Arbaim, Vitamish Shach, the Kolima, Chatzot Pasol, Vim Kains, Manshit, that Bedel Lohavim, Miad, Michatzot, Vailach, Ad Kedei, Shaita Kravat Tamid, Dihi Shahachat. Right? This is the same as Tosot, yes? Okay. Right? Which is, how could it be that the Isser takes effect? The Isser doesn't take effect until you actually can Shech the Pesach, and that's later on the day, because you have to bring the Tamid first.
Are we going to be covering the Lord?
We're going to leave that. Okay? So, his answer, skip down to Yeshlomar. Yeshlomar, Kaven Diavad, Mshachat Pesach Kodem and Damit Kasher, Kitan Azam Cheshivin Zman Shchid Mechatzot Vailach, said that is, right? It's not a problem. Why? Because it works from Chatzot. Yes?
Right.
But now he adds the problem of Ben Betera. However, aval kasha lelevin b'teira ye chametz aser midoraita kom beit kodem chatzot. All right, that's why, because I was on the right Mishnah, but the actual position is quoted in the Parallel Sugya Zvachim. Ben b'teira holds that when are you allowed to bring chametz? Bring chametz. When are you allowed to bring the Korban Pesach? Even before chatzot. Da'ah b'perakamet zvachim amir lazar amir raboshia. According to Bevetera, if you bring a carbon Pesach in the morning, lishma, it is kosher. Why? The And no one ever said that what? According to Ben Bevetera, the Isser of Chametz kicks in first thing in the morning. Right? V'amarli Rebbe de ben betera litle hachdrasha v'yach al izbor v'chol hanach tanoi de misamoch. What's the Rasha's answer? Don't worry. He doesn't buy this drasha. He doesn't buy this drasha.
Okay.
Right? Meaning what? What does he say? He says, listen, if it is about the Zman Shchidat HaPesach. No, he says the Ben Vetera doesn't hold at the source for the Isser of Chametz and Erev Pesach. Because if he did,
oh,
then he would hold that Chametz is Isser from the morning, and therefore he must not. And therefore, Tosfot, the Rosh Mishnah says, look, if you think that the Isser is in any way, shape, or form, either derived from the Korban Pesach, or, as Eitan has it, not derived from the Korban Pesach, but the time at which you can have the Korban Pesach shows that it's a unique holiday, which has two manifestations, which is the ability to bring the Korban Pesach and Isur Man Chametz. If you held either way, then if Ben Betera holds you can bring the Korban Pesach from the morning, then what must he hold about the Isur of Chametz and Erev Pesach? The morning. And the Rosh Mishan said, Lo Yitachen. Impossible. It must be that he holds some other drasha. He must think that there is the possibility to bring the Pesach all day, but the Yisro Chametz is completely independent, totally, of the Korban Pesach. It's not related. It's derived from something else, from Tashbitu, from God knows what, but not that. Right? Because if it's in any way, shape, or form, either derived from the Korban Pesach, or from the Zman of the Korban Pesach, which makes it a special holiday, well, the Zman of the special holiday of Korban Pesach, according to Ben Vetera, starts in the morning, right? And Tosfot isn't willing to entertain the possibility that the Isser Chametz starts in the morning.
Wait, so because he holds the Iber reactive Chametz in the morning,
however, the Yerushalmi, more complicated than that. But the Yerushalmi, and as you know, in general, that just because something is not plausible in the Bavli, or except in the Bavli, or except in Rishonim, doesn't mean that no one accepts it. Who says no? Literally, the Isser of Chametz is derived from either the ability to bring the Korban Pesach or the Zman of the Korban Pesach. The Yerushalmi says that it is, and therefore, what does it say according to Ben Betera? When does the Isser of Chametz take effect? So read the Yerushalmi. Amar Rabbi Levi, Ha'ochal Matzah Be'erev Pesach. Rabbi Levi says, if you have matzah at any point in Erev Pesach, it's like sleeping with your betrothed in her father's house. Meaning, hold on. You can have patience. 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 Right? Wait till she moves out of your father-in-law's house into your house, and then you can be together. It is amazing that the Gemara's mashal for eating matzah is like highly sexually charged. It is a very interesting drasha. Yeah. And when you sleep with your betrothed in her father's house, loke, you get malkut. And Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera Omer, and Yehuda ben Betera says, Ben Chametz ben Matzah Aser. All of Erev Pesach, Chametz is Aser and Matzah is Aser. Which means that the Yerushalmi simple pshat is entertaining the possibility that, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, when does the Isser of Chametz take effect? All day.
Okay.
Why? Because either he thinks that it's literally linked to the bringing of the Korban Pesach, or as Eitan said before, the fact that you can bring the Korban Pesach shows you that it's a holiday, right? Whatever we call it, Zman, either Chag HaPesach or Chag Tashbitu, whatever you want to call it, right? And therefore, the second that you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, that triggers the inability to what? To have matzah or chametz. The matzah we're not focusing on now. It's a fascinating sigya.
I'm guessing that Ben Betera in the Yerushalmi doesn't hold or really touch on the ethics from the Bible.
This is two lines in the Yerushalmi. I'm just giving you two lines. Okay, good. With that, we're going to end this sigya. Tomorrow, just to tell you what we want to do, is basically, so if you go back to Rabbi Kiva, right, the Gemara learns three things from Rabbi Kiva, right? One of them is that you're not allowed to, burn Chametz on Yom Tov itself because it's a malacha. I briefly want to introduce you to the problem of Ochel Nefesh, because you could have argued that, what do you mean, you're allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. Why are you allowed to burn on Yom Tov? Because you're allowed to burn on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do Avar on Yom Tov because of Ochel Nefesh. Right? But you're not. So what I want to do is just briefly give you an introduction to Ochel Nefesh. Very, very, very brief. So I'm going to give you Makarot, but basically go back over the Gemara, the bottom of Hayam and Aleph to the two dots on Hayam and Bet. Read Tosfot, the first two Tosfotim, Lechalek Yatzat and Lo Amrinu Mitoch. There's two short Tosfotim on the top of the page. And I'm going to give you some Makoro to introduce you and compare. It's going to be basically an analysis of different Tosfotim that appear here and that appear in Shabbat. Wow. The two top, the top, no, Haman Ben. The two top does him, but Haman Ben.
Yeah.